Welcome, everyone. My name is Stephen Ray, and we are here at the Thursday, May 14th session of the Ontolog Forum, where we are having the essentially a follow-up call to revisit the success and the events surrounding the Ontology Summit, which was held April 6th, 2009. And basically, I'm just going to very briefly recap the goal of the summit, and if you actually download or access the slides that are on the wiki page, there are just four slides I'm going to go over here just to get things started. In fact, let me just go ahead to slide number two here. I'm not sure, Peter, whether we're running the remote screen or not.
We are. Are
you doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So you can look at it that way if you like. Just to recapitulate there on the goal of the summit we had this year was basically to bring together the ontology community and the standards community with an eye to essentially adding a lot more rigor to today and tomorrow's standards, information standards, by the application of ontology technology and proper, you know, better modeling techniques, shouldn't say proper, but also to provide the ontology community with a much larger stage upon which to play, namely the standards world, where there's tremendous industrial interest, governmental interest at times, and so basically much better audience for the real utility of the output of some of these ontologies if they're embedded in the context of standards. So very briefly, let me move directly to slide number three, which is the main slide for today, the agenda of today's talk. I wanted to basically touch upon some of the issues that were brought up either during the Ontology Summit or afterwards in the various email forums, primarily the Ontology Summit email forum. Then we're going to talk a little bit about really the purpose of today's meeting, in addition to airing some of those issues, which is to talk about some process, some next steps. What are we going to do to build upon the Ontology Summit? How should we go about that? And you can see on the slide there are a couple of ideas there. And finally, just really quickly on some logistical feedback of how people felt it worked this year, the Ontology Summit, in terms of the face-to-face meeting, the symposium, we called it. You know, were there issues there? Are there things that we can improve upon in the future? In fact, what are the ideas for next year and things like that? And finally, on slide number four, are my initial start at some of those ideas, like how we could perhaps check in on the progress of some of the projects that were identified during the symposium, the Ontology Summit, and again, next year's summit ideas. So let me just back up to slide three then on the issues first and point out the topic of the communique, because there were a number of issues surrounding the communique that a number of you brought up, in particular the issue that people wanted to raise about the distinction between the endorsement of the communique in terms of its the concept of bringing ontologies to standards, which some people were concerned that was being combined with the appearance of endorsement of specific projects, namely the eight projects that were brought forward as examples at the symposium, which we all sort of approved, quote-unquote. And it was that very endorsement or approval which had some people concerned, you know, for a variety of reasons. They may have not really liked the approach of a particular project on that list, or did not think that really constituted a rigorous ontological treatment of a topic. And I think a number of us have discussed that, both the organizers of the summit as well as on the discussion list. And one thing I want to just share with you now, that in fact if you wanted to go and take another look at the communique There's a link to it right above the agenda section on today's wiki page. So if you go to the agenda, I think, where is it here? I'm just scrolling down myself.
Yeah, under resources.
Summit 2009 Communique link on under resources. If you bring it up, I would draw your attention. What I have done in response to some of these issues is tried to clarify just a little few words here and there, that the intention was that these eight projects were not in the focus of the endorsement. They were supposed to be examples of projects that were brought to all of our attention that illustrated the application of ontology to varying degrees. I understand that some people had, you know, stronger endorsements or not endorsements of particular projects. So if I can draw your attention to the very first opening paragraph of the communique, now you will notice the last sentence of it says, the joint communities of ontologists and standards developers represented at this year's summit hereby endorse the application of ontology science and engineering to standards as illustrated by the following list of concrete near-term projects. So I think the earlier wording was, specifically saying we endorse these projects. And what I'm trying to do here now is saying these are good illustrations, which allows some of you perhaps to feel more comfortable now about endorsing the application of ontologies to standards, and you can accept that these are illustrations to varying degrees. So I'm hoping that will encourage a number of you who had expressed some misgivings about endorsing the communique that you might now feel comfortable letting us know that you can endorse. And by the way, feel free to chime in on the chat board here. I think that might be the most efficient way right now to react to this, or raise your hand on the chat board, and we can discuss that in just a moment. But anyway, I'm hoping that that will address some of your all's concerns about the notion of endorsement and what endorsement would constitute in that regard. Okay, so that's really the first topic on the agenda, which was the projects as examples versus endorsed priorities, which I'm hoping we're treating with that. I guess as a side note, you may note that later on in the communique, and now the heading says example projects, where it used to say endorsed projects. I hope that meets with everyone's approval. Okay, the merits of particular approaches and efforts is a topic we probably won't be able to get into huge detail here. However, I will say that in light of the last few days of tremendous activity on the Ontology Summit mailing list regarding the units and measures idea is great, first of all. I think that's wonderful. And secondly, there were some issues raised. For example, well, one of the early ones raised was the fact that SI units was perhaps too limited, and that there has been some work done which extended that or expanded upon it for the purposes of that a particular project. But I think the discussion has actually moved beyond that now, and we're seeing that there are in fact quite a few activities going on related to units and measure and so forth. So I feel pretty sure we're going to see some activity in that regard, simply because I think Duane was the last one that mentioned on the email that, it seems like we're all pretty much agreed this is important work, that technologically maybe it's not a showstopper in terms of being able to capture the notion of an ontology of units of measure, although I don't think it's trivial by any means. So maybe a little later in this conversation today, we can actually have a little bit of discussion of what we can do in that particular one, simply because it seems to have struck a chord with a lot of people. Another one I just want to mention in terms of a concern was the one person brought up the notion that UN CFACT core components technical specification, which is what CCTS stands for, doesn't really constitute a real ontology, and I could certainly see the validity of that comment. And this was in the context of the Open Applications Group, David, I know you're online, work. But again, I guess the comment I have is that all of these projects are moving in the direction of adding rigor and moving toward ontologies. So I don't think we ought to get too hung up about which one is a true ontology, which is a pure, you know, first order logic or whatever. That's, I guess, my personal opinion, but I would obviously encourage everyone to voice their own. I think I might want to pause here just a moment because I noticed Pat Hayes has put a comment on the chat room about his concerns about the endorsement still, which I'm reading as I speak here. Let me just pause as illustrated.
Pat, maybe if you unmute, you can speak out.
Yeah, that might
and
be helpful.
Make your case.
I'd be *3 to unmute your phone. If you want to just expand upon your comment just a bit on the endorsement while we're on that.
Am I alive?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Oh, good. Well, I was just a comment after looking at the wording. I mean, it's possible to read. I know I'm being very lawyerly here, but one can read that sentence now as, with the as illustrated by the following list, as a restriction, meaning we endorse the kind of, you know, this sort of thing, but not other things. It would just be simpler if you just put a full stop after standards. So it read, the joint committees, yada, yada, endorse the application of ontology of science and engineering standards, full stop. And then some new sentence, this is illustrated by the following list or something. And I think it's perfectly clear what one is endorsing. I would have no trouble. I think that would be a useful disambiguation.
I see. Well, interesting idea. I see your point. I guess I'm particularly interested to hear, Peter, if you had any reaction to that.
I guess this definitely is non-substantive and is in line with our spirit. If that gets us Pat Hayes' endorsement, yes, I would say.
My worry about this has always been that I don't want to be seen as endorsing these particular projects because I haven't checked them out, you know, and I don't have time to check them out. So I don't feel that I'm able to sort of say, yep, I stamp these things with my name because I don't know what's in them. I mean, the general idea.
Exactly the point, yes.
Right.
I think you're right on target with what some people had expressed as their reservation. I'm perfectly happy to make that kind of change. In fact, I can put a full stop there and just say, this is illustrated by...
Exactly.
And I'm trying to now think of a good word to say, why are these here and not others? So I might sort of say, this list of projects that was brought forward at the... at the summit or symposium or something, I might even put one sentence to say this is not intended to be a comprehensive or exclusive list or something like that. And the reason I want to keep, by the way, because some people have suggested not even having that part of the communique, the reason I want to keep the concrete projects there is because a big piece of the audience, I think the purpose that this communique is going to serve is to introduce the notion of the application of ontologies to people who aren't ontologists, who really don't know what it is and think it has something to do with cancer, you know, oncology. But so I want to make that very concrete to people. I want people to be able to just look at the kinds of applications, because that might be an easier way for them to better understand what this is all about rather than just the abstract notion of a field of study, and they'll look it up on Wikipedia, and it'll, you know, get them on to the philosophy, and they'll start glazing over very quickly. So I think being concrete is good, and further, especially in the context of these are projects that we are hoping will yield some tangible results within the coming year. This is the theme we kept coming back to at the face-to-face. And if so, then we'll actually have some, you know, results to be showing people. So that's kind of, I feel pretty strongly about wanting to keep that concreteness in the communique for those audiences who are out there who are unfamiliar perhaps skeptical and need to be introduced to this whole field.
So yeah, I think just for record, I've got no objection to that at all. I think I agree.
Yeah, okay, good. So I will do this then. I will, with your all's permission, put in that little editorial change, maybe a little sentence to say this is not supposed to be comprehensive, but these are good illustrations of things that might yield or that we hope will. I won't try to be too substantive because I don't want to make any changes to things that people have already endorsed. So I think I can handle that. Okay, back to the agenda in that case. I'm hoping that will address some of the people's concerns about, you know, the merits of any particular project is not mandatory to be resolved to get people's endorsements of the spirit of what we're trying to be about here. And that does bring me on then to the next major agenda item, which is the next steps in terms of what, and this is where I'm going to start soliciting input on the chat room, what we are looking for. Oh, and by the way, Pat, to remute yourself, you press star 2.
Okay, thanks.
What we're looking for here is ideas on how can we keep the momentum going in particular projects, but also for all the projects in general. Ideas that have been floated already have been things like, well, we could certainly obviously just keep discussing these things on the mailing list. That's always true. Ontology Summit, I think, would be the appropriate mailing list to keep that context going for these projects and the idea of approaching ontologies to standards, as distinct from the Ontolog Forum mailing list, which is, you know, anything else. But in particular, whether you all believe that the notion of having perhaps on a quarterly basis sort of checking in with these projects or any others people want to nominate as sort of near-term concrete good examples of ontologies applied to standards. We could perhaps schedule something, which I admit I forgot to do, Peter, sorry, in the next 3 months and 6 months or whatever, where we can invite the champions of these projects, which can be self-appointed, to sort of brief us and bring us up to speed on what the progress is or solicit, you know, more people to join or whatever. I think it's not just these eight. I think we want to also, as I say on the agenda, identify and track other good examples. What I'm hoping is that we can then start to build as the place to go to find, you know, what's happening, you know, action in the world of ontologies in standards. At some point, that's going to build to the point where we may not be able to track all of them, of course, because this is early days. But that, I think, is good. That is exactly what I think this community can do, which is to get the ball rolling. And once it starts being self-sustaining, you know, it doesn't maybe need as much external marketing to the industrial community, the standards community, as it does now. I think we're right on the cusp right now of getting getting the attention building and all. Peter, you have your hand up, so you have a comment?
Yes. In terms of the mailing list, since this is not going to, this discussion is not going to likely be completed or going away in another 6 or 9 months, which by that time we'll be working on next year's Ontology Summit, I actually would suggest maybe we start a new list, which sort of reflects something, I mean, it, which is named something like, I mean, ontology-based standards, and sort of put all the discussions into that list with sort of subject headlines identifying different projects that are being worked on, if people would agree.
Let me bounce a question off of you then, Peter, because I know myself I start to get a little confused with the number of different lists surrounding Ontolog and ontologies and all.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be a bad idea, do you think, in that case, simply to revert this discussion back to the Ontolog Forum, or do you think that would be overloading the forum with too many things going on in that same list.
This definitely calls for sort of a community consensus. I mean, I see pros and cons either way.
Yeah.
We could discuss this a little bit, but definitely my point is, I mean, since this is taking root, let's start to get out of the ontology summit list, which we reuse every year as sort of preparation and then discussion and then like follow up on that year's summit, and that list gets reused. So does the sort of organizing committee list.
I'm using this, I'm trying to see if I can, no, I don't know how to do that. I was going to put a vote on for whether people want to use Ontolog Forum or something like Ontologies and Standards or something like that. But I don't know how to use this.
No, let me do that. Let's say use Ontolog Forum. Give me a moment. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So while you're punching away on this new capability we have on the chat room, which is a vote, I'll let Peter punch away. And let me just also ask, in that case, while we're doing that, if people had any strong feelings about logistical support for the symposium. Was there anything that anyone thinks could have gone a lot better or a lot worse on that? And if you press your hand button, I'll let you speak there. On the chat room, press the hand button and then you can actually orally speak. I felt it went pretty smoothly this time. I think the wireless worked a lot better than we had a little trouble the year before getting that set up. But I don't have any real problems with that. Okay, I'm waiting for Peter's vote tool to come up. Laurent, you have your hand up. Try pressing *3 and you're online. I don't hear you yet, I'm afraid.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry about that. Just a very simple suggestion, which really has nothing to do with content, but rather putting faces to the people. Obviously, I know some of you, but I don't know some of you physically. So it'd be nice if we could contribute a little picture that could be posted somewhere.
Hmm. As far as the Ontolog Forum itself, for example, you're suggesting.
Yeah, just have a little gallery of our pics that we could browse with maybe a couple of words about, you know, who we are and that sort of thing. Now I hate to put a Facebook spin on this, but I kind of like the idea of having faces.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think that's a question for Peter, really, because he's an organizer of the Ontolog Forum, and whether he can put that capability in place or whether we have to, like, hack it by putting a link to a JPEG somewhere, I think, is something I'll have to defer to Peter on that.
Okay. First of all, I apologize. I couldn't get the voting thing to work either. Let's use something else. But could you repeat your question about the Facebook thing?
I think Pavithra has an answer and is in the queue. You wanna take over, Pavithra? Not sure how that works.
Did you get that, Peter?
Yeah. First of all, let's drop the voting because I couldn't quite get it to work properly myself either. Pavithra, I cannot hear you. I don't think you are unmuted.
*3. Gotta press *3.
Hello, this is Pavithra. Hi.
There you go.
I was just suggesting to use Facebook for this group, but then integrating that with the tool with this interface would be something that we have to look into. That was just my suggestion, along with Peter. I'm off.
Was it about sort of integrating our community into Facebook communities? I mean, we have had suggestions before of people sort of asking if we want to become a LinkedIn group and so on. And generally, we had sort of stay out of those. But obviously, people can still sort of post their LinkedIn links on their namesake page. And people could also paste a photograph on their namesake page if they wanted to. All you need to do is to host your picture somewhere and then type the link to that JPEG or GIF file, and that will be it. So far, since not every Ontolog member is a Facebook member, nor a LinkedIn member, or any of those social networks, I guess we will sort of abstain on this one for the time being.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Back to Steve.
Peter, I couldn't resist just trying to. Do you think we want to try another thing on this vote thing? Because we could do a number of just binary votes. In other words, do you want to use Ontolog Forum? We can call for a vote. Do you want to use a specialized list for ontologies and standards? We could do it that way. But you're still sort of running the vote thing. I think we have to stop it and then start it up.
Right. Yeah, I don't even know how to stop it. I think there's probably some bug in the software. We'll have to tell IBM about it. But in the meantime,
up in the upper right, there's like an end vote button on yours or not?
Yeah, there is, but it doesn't end anything. That's the trouble.
Up the tally on the bottom. All right. Well, I don't know how we're going to find out what people's thoughts are. Maybe we'll have to.
Right. Well, may I suggest one thing? Let's just have two votes. You asked twice. One is to use a new list, and the other is to use the Ontolog Forum list, and have people click and show their hands.
All right. That's fine.
And count.
We still have to set it up, though, right?
No. I mean, click the hand button like you want to speak, but actually not wanting to speak. Laurent still has his hands up. Do you want to put your hand down for the time being and let's clear this item? Laurent?
I think you just click the hand button again, Laurent, and that will bring your hand down. I believe is how it works. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's give that a try then. So why don't we say, who thinks we should set up a new list, titled something like, you know, Ontologies and Standards or something like that, specifically for the topic of the Ontolog Summit, the Ontology Summit we had this year, you know, the topic we're discussing now. So all those who think we should set up a new list, and remember the next vote is going to be whether we use the Ontolog Forum list. So those are the two choices. So first I'm calling for people to put their hands up who think we should set up a new list for this discussion, separate from Ontolog Forum. All right.
Okay.
Looks like we got 14. Oh, this is kind of working. 15. All right, now, I thought we're toggling between 15 and 17, it seems. So let me just take that as a... All right. The vote will close in 5 seconds for the notion of a new list. All right. Peter, for the record then, I look, we have 18 people voting for a new list.
Okay.
All right. Now, if all those will please put your hands down. So let's get that thing back to zero again. Click on that hand button, and it should go back to no hand. And now I'm going to call for all those who think we should just incorporate this discussion into the existing Ontolog Forum mailing list. If you will now please put your hand up. And we'll see how it goes. We have 18 for the first option. And only a very small number of us for the second option, looks like. All right. Well, then that seems pretty clear. Thank you all. You can put your hands down now. And looks like, Peter, you've got a mandate to set up a new mailing list for the ontologies and standards topic.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Give me a few days to do that.
Yeah, sure, no problem. All right, so now I think I would like to, well, let's see here. Lynn, is your hand up because you actually want to say something? And if so, press star 3. If your hand is up only because it's left over from the vote. Okay, I think it was left over from the vote. Oh, whoops, no, now it's back up again. Press star 3 if you want to say something, Lynn. Maybe not. Okay.
So back to Laurent, maybe?
No, Laurent's down, I think. I don't see any hands up at all at this point. So what I'd like to introduce now is the idea of ideas for whether we should have ongoing quarterly revisitation of these projects or how we might want to approach the tracking those projects. So I will entertain either people putting their hands up to verbally say what they want to say, or they can put it in typing it. But what I had on the table was the idea of soliciting the champions of the ones we've identified so far, the 8, to perhaps present, if you like, a progress report. And we could have one of these sessions each quarter, so any given project doesn't have to do it every quarter, obviously. But I think the one that's most active right now in terms of discussion in the community is the units and measures ontology, which we've had a lot of flurry of activity on the mailing list. So that's one I think we as a community might want to get our arms around and try and figure out where is the center of mass. There seem to be half a dozen, perhaps, parallel projects running at different levels of activity, all surrounding this. So nothing else than coordination and harmonization seems to be in order so that we don't end up wasting effort if we all think there's not any showstopper here in terms of harmonization. So I've got two questions on the table then. One is, how do we organize ourselves to keep track of these projects? Are people supportive of the idea of a quarterly check-in to see how things are going? And secondly, what are we going to do about the units of measure topic? So if anyone would like to speak forth on that, either of those topics, I would encourage that. In the meantime, okay, well, I don't have to think of the meantime. Mike Bennett, you have your hand up first. Press star 3. You've got the floor.
Hi there. Can you hear me right?
Yep. I got you.
Right. Just a quick note. I wrote this down earlier, but I think it got buried in the voting and stuff. On the financial section, because I'm one of the names on that, there's myself and Bill Nichols. We both presented two quite different things. The EDM Council Semantic Repository that I'm working on is a work in progress. I'm happy to circulate my most recent progress report if people want that, and I'd certainly be happy to present regularly on progress. Bill Nichols isn't here, but his thing was more of an aspirational, here's something that should be funded and people should be putting effort into, rather than here's something that's being done. So there's two things under that same financial heading, so I thought I'd better make that clear.
Yes, I recall actually when during the meeting they were really that was broken up into two pieces there. And that's fine. I think in terms of, for example, talking about ongoing progress, you can talk about the one that's ongoing, and the other one, like other activities, some of which are, you know, not underway yet, I would encourage everyone anyway to use the communique at this point in a sense as a bit of a marketing piece to show that there is, in fact, support for this idea when you're trying to convince someone else perhaps to fund it.
I think that was very much Bill's expectation on that. And,
right.
Yeah.
So that, I think that's fine. I appreciate that point. Okay. Peter, you had your hand up.
Yes, just a couple of suggestions. Since we have, I mean, actually, I believe the count is 9 rather than 8. 9 projects, so that's a lot to fit into a telecon session. I would suggest when we schedule it, then at the beginning of each quarter or for each quarter, we have like 2 or even 3 sessions on consecutive weeks, so that each session we only need to cover like maybe around 4 or maybe even less number of projects and some discussions. We could sort of cluster them into things that are slightly closer to each other on the same session. That's one. And secondly, for the mailing list, of course we will have this, for example, ontology and standards main list for the discussion. But then if individual projects, I know, I mean, there's a BSTP group, the Building Services Performance Group, that is behind the floor plan display project, and those already have working groups under Ontolog, and Ontolog will be happy to host, I mean, if they people want to start a different group there. But I assume some of those groups will definitely already have a workspace either under an ISO working group or under OASIS or whatever, or NIST may want to host some of these work, like, I mean, for example, units and dimensions, I mean, or things like that. So people could sort of run it on their own workspace with sort of quarterly check-in, or people are welcome to use the Ontolog workspace as sort of an incubation space before they find a sort of permanent home for that initiative, or even use the workspace on an ongoing basis. So,
yeah, actually, I was thinking that absolutely right. The incubation and the discussion about the maybe coordination and things like that would happen in the Ontolog space, but you're right, the actual technical work, there are other organizations, whether it's happening maybe in OASIS or W3C, who knows where, that's where the technical work would be going on. This would be a forum just to talk about, if you like, the topic in general of ontologies and standards, and possibly putting partners together or helping to inform people about what else is going on. We might even want to entertain, Peter, it's up to you, on having a quick wiki page, which is give the pointer, you know, so that people can quickly glance down there and see where they should be headed in a particular topic.
Yes, definitely.
Sustainable, yep, in the long term, because I imagine eventually we're going to have hundreds of, because I personally believe that most information standards are going to move toward ontologies in time as people start to understand better the benefits. But certainly in this early phase, something like a one-stop place to find out where that kind of activity is going, I think, would be very useful.
Yes, we definitely want one wiki, at least one wiki project page, as a sort of on ramp to each to your projects, even if it's sort of being done elsewhere.
Right. So we could have the homepage for ontologies and standards, which lists them all that we are aware of, and then bangs you off to wherever. Maybe a homepage on the Ontolog for it, and then goes off, or maybe just directly goes off to that organization's homepage. So that would be a useful thing. We'll have to figure out if anyone would like to step forward and sort of take some ownership of that. That would be good. By seeing people rushing in to do that.
Right. While I have the floor, I still want to make one distinction, which has been confusing, and even people very close to Ontolog gets confused, is that Ontolog is only supposed to be a good conversation and nothing more. It's not a standards group, it's not a research community, but we definitely want to work closely with standards groups and research communities, treat us as sort of the upstream, the conversation at the bar before you sort of head off to start your company type of a thing. I mean, this is sort of just the placemat.
Exactly.
And not your drawing board. You have to do, usually you have to do your drawing board, so, work somewhere else, but I mean, feel free to carve out some workspace in the beginning and so on, at Ontolog.
Well said. Okay, thank you, Peter. Lynn, you have your hand up. You want to hit star 3? Nothing yet. No, don't hear you yet, Lynn. Sometimes troubling. I have to wait for the lady to tell you you're unmuted. No? Okay.
Maybe
well,
your own phone is muted, too. So look
yeah.
at your phone.
Yeah, you might have local mute going as well as star 3 needing to be pressed. All right. Well, in the meantime, let's see. While Lynn is sorting things out, Pat, you want to give it a try, star 3?
Yeah, hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Is that working?
I'm just, have an interest in the topic that just came up in the Ontolog forum about trying to get some agreement on the units of measure on ontology. And I'm not sure how much this relates to this particular discussion. I know it was mentioned, but I missed the early part of the discussion. Are we going to leave all that stuff off until tomorrow, or are we talking about units of measure ontologies today also?
Well, let's try, and seeing how time goes, we can try touching on that one, because that is kind of the hot topic in the mailing list right now. But let's defer that until the end, only because we can, once we get into that, I think it's going to go on for quite some time, and I didn't want to consume any other agenda
item.
We have one more major agenda item, which is ideas for next year's summit. But so I've got that down as a come back and revisit that if we can.
My hand's down. Proceed.
Okay. David. David Coggeshall. Star 3.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Just a quick qualifying comment about the project types might be reported on or tracked by this group, one being ongoing projects that are reporting their progress to a peer community, and the other are projects that are seem to get started or to get formed and funded because of needs identified from various sectors, Ontology Forum being one of them. And I think our open floor plan display project is an example of a need that was identified together with NIST for a common floor plan exchange mechanism in order to facilitate sharing information, emergency response information about the building with the responders. I happen to be at that workshop with Michelle Raymond, and because of my participation in another group, Rex Brooks's IRSC, and but when this issue of the floor plan came up in the building context, I had a lot of background in it, and I said, well, I have a potential solution that I would like, you know, I'd be happy to share if there's a way for this group to help put together a project. So here's a project that's been looking for funding for 6 months. We've written a prospectus. We have demos. We have letters of endorsement from NIST and DSA, but it's still very unclear how the fiscal agency of such a project would come about and to what degree the Ontology Forum would be active in any sort of financial fundraising, or would they just be standing on the side with a recommendation In other words, for a project champion such as myself, what kind of help could I expect from this group to help get funding for our collaborative project for the open floor plan display? So that's my question to the group is, how do you deal with projects that you would like to incubate or see succeed? To what extent can you lend support and in what form?
Yeah, I'm sure Peter will want to weigh in on this one, but I think the constitution of the Ontolog Forum itself is probably not going to be able to do active fundraising. I think it's a meeting place, as Peter was saying, think of it as a coffee shop. I think the idea is to bring people together so that individuals who are part of the Ontolog Forum are then encouraged to jump in as individuals or representatives of other organizations and do the kinds of things you're talking about. I don't think the Ontolog Forum itself is going to be doing that. Peter, do you have any comment?
I concur. I mean, that's exactly what we are and what we aren't. We have been sort of building on the classic definition of what a community of practice is when sort of the term was first coined by John C. Lee Brown. So this is informal, this is totally unorganized, and it's not supposed to be official. As opposed to other things like funded projects, ISO working groups. I mean, those are really official things.
Right.
But this would be a good place to get those things started. Especially if you want to do cross discipline or get engaged with ontology minded people. I mean, this would be a good place to start.
I do think, as way of illustration, David, that the last year's summit in 2008 had to do, for example, with the idea of an open ontology repository. And there was a separate group that spun off, or actually was even in existence before, which was pursuing just what you were talking about. You know, how are we going to get funding for an open ontology repository, etc. So that was running in parallel. The topic of an open ontology repository was discussed at the summit, and there was open discourse. But the notion then of going forward and finding a funding source was a distinct activity, which benefited in the sense of bringing the topic up and getting other people perhaps aware of it and involved and joining in to the parallel activity, which was much more oriented toward a funded project, which is underway. I think the project is still going. I'm not sure there's huge funding yet, but that group is a separate entity in its own right.
Well,
so Ontolog Forum can do a certain piece of getting the right people or getting people together. It's self-nominating, but I don't think it's going to be able to do the fundraising part. So not such good news if you were hoping that Ontolog Forum was going to step forward.
I'm not so naive as to think that Ontolog Forum would provide funding, but my question is really, what is it that Ontolog Forum can provide that would help to get funding? And in the case of NIST and the Building Smart Alliance, we've got a couple of endorsement letters.
Well, I think what you got is the communique. I think that's probably about as far as the Ontolog Forum is going to be able to directly play a role, which is evidence that the community of ontologists and standards representatives that were at the summit do endorse the notion of ontologizing standards. And you've got now the community of endorsers who have put their name down as to supporting that notion.
Okay.
I think that's probably it.
Okay. I think that reporting on the open floor plan project would come through the building service performance group. Until we are funded, doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to be doing quarterly reports to this group. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay, unless the quarterly progress report has to do with progress on getting funding, for example.
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that each project is required or expected to report quarterly. I'm not sure that may be necessary. To build on Peter's idea, you know, let's see what makes sense or which project could make sense to give, you know, an update on if something significant has happened. And whatever number of those are making sense, we'll cluster maybe four per session. If we need more than one session, then so be it. If we only have four that quarter, then that's fine too. We can just have updates on those. I don't want to waste anyone's time in terms of hearing updates where people say, well, nothing much happened, and then they try and fill 10 or 15 minutes with nothing.
Okay, well, Donald,
I want to bring closure a little bit to the question of what people think about this notion of progress reporting and or adding new topics, new project ideas to the mix. Is that something that people think is a reasonable thing to pursue as keeping the momentum going, if you like, from the this year's Ontology Summit? I don't know if I want to go so far as to take a vote, but maybe people can chime in. I'm trying to talk and read at the same time, which is always a difficult thing. But so I don't see any vitriolic comments against such an idea, so maybe I should take silence as endorsement. Catherine, you have your hand up. I guess R3.
Hey, how you doing, Steve? One of the things I thought we might could do is actually create a little table in our meeting notes for today and list which standards folks on the call are interested in. And Frank has started by saying which ones he's interested in our notes on the chat. So I Peter, what do you think of that idea? Is that something that we could do?
On the chat or later?
No, actually in our meeting minutes. We could collect it in our chat and then maybe put it in our meeting minutes for today.
Okay. I mean, Steve is running the session, so
yeah. Is that okay, Steve?
Yeah. I mean, are you you're talking about additional project ideas beyond the nine that were at the summit?
No, just initially, just the nine, and then say, you know,
okay,
like Kay is interested in working on this one and this one and this one, or
I
being informed about this one and this one and this one. You know, that kind
yeah.
of thing.
I guess, in fact, we could, in the spirit of the wiki, put it up on the wiki where people can go in then and add their name. If they,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll just start a little table, and then everybody can start updating it.
Updating it. Sounds good to me. If you'd be
that's
willing
cool.
to help out with getting that thing set up, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll be glad to.
Okay. We can do that offline, of course, after the call.
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to assume that in the lack of any negative comments on it, we'll pursue something like touch base every 3 months or so. We'll chime in, you know, get connected with who we think are the champions of these various projects anyway, invite them to update the community on what's progressed since the last time, and see how that works anyway. If it's turning out that that's turning out to be a pain and no one wants to do it, well, then we'll let it drop. But I think it's important for us. It would be good if we avoid saying, oh, that was a great meeting, and then no one hears about any of these projects for years, if ever. Then it's kind of wasted effort. So it'd be good if we can keep the momentum going. I think it's important, and this year in particular in the United States anyway, there is money floating around. I'm sure most of you are probably aware that NSF, for example, just got an extra $2 billion to give out on top of their normal budget as part of the stimulus package, and so they got to give that stuff out. So I think this is ripe season for approaching NSF with new ideas because they know they have to dispense this money. So this is a... I'm not a government employee anymore, so this is not an official statement, but I'd give that some consideration. Okay, just very briefly, I wanted to invite people to suggest any topics for next year's summit. Are there any ideas floating around? If there are, please speak forth. If there aren't, sort of make a note and maybe start thinking what you think would be a good topic to highlight at the summit next year. And it assumes we have a summit. So the better the idea, the better chance we're going to have another summit next year. I will just, one personal note, I was at NIST being the motive force for NIST hosting the summit every year. And so now that I am no longer at NIST, those of you may know I've moved to the West Coast, that's not a sure thing anymore, but it's not out of the question by any means. We just have to build our case, I think. So, Pat, you have your hand up. But I don't hear anything.
Relevant to the question of what we might talk about next Ontology Summit, I become more and more convinced that a natural language interface for ontology is going to be absolutely essential in making it usable. Do you think that we might consider the possibility of a topic of ontology use for natural language processing?
You bring up two interesting interpretations. One is using natural language as an interface to ontologies, and
right.
The other is an ontology for natural language. I guess
they are interrelated in ways that are probably indivisible.
Well, okay, let's put that on the table then for consideration. I think there's certainly a strong community out there of natural language interpretation. Well, there's speech recognition, which I guess is one thing, but
yeah,
that's
well,
the
use of ontologies in natural language is actually not that common. There's Hovey's group, and he has a sort of loose ontology. Nirenberg is a bit tighter, but he doesn't really work a lot with other people. You have the psych group, but there's a proprietary, and then you have some work being done in Europe. Details of which.
And then there's the controlled vocabulary type or controlled language people who believe that's a more pragmatic approach, I think, to getting, you know, usable interface, if you like.
There's several ways to controlled languages. I mean, you know, John sort of has his controlled English, Common Logic controlled
right.
English, which basically is just a reiteration of first order logic using English-like terms. When I think of a controlled language, I mean a real language, like it has a vocabulary to it. The vocabulary may be controlled in the sense of being relatively small, but it's a real vocabulary. It's not just a few logical operations.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
controlled language, sure, that would be useful.
Natural language, controlled language, kind of topic area. As one potential candidate. Okay.
May I interrupt, Steve?
Go ahead.
Actually, the chatbot would be a slightly better way to at least capture the one line inputs. Maybe you ask a question and give people like a couple of minutes to enter their ideas of what the next summit could be before sort of discussing it. That way, we could sort of document all the ideas.
That's true.
As well.
That's a good point. For the minutes, anyway, the chat will be archived, so what is said is less easy to find later than what's typed. So maybe, Pat, at least you could just put a quick note on that, what you just said, basically. That'll be preserved for posterity that way, as well as for our summary of the meeting. Michael, you have a comment?
Yes, I'm not sure how this might fit into the past kind of themes of the summits, but it's a topic that doesn't really get addressed even in workshops. But that's kind of collecting use cases that clearly demonstrate the beneficial impact of ontologies, either semantic integration, decision support, ontology-based search. We need some way as a community of collecting these success stories. As a way then of kind of demonstrating to the outside world the benefit of using ontologies. This seems to just fall through the cracks in a lot of other kinds of venues. I'm not sure if this really fits into what summits are intended to do, but I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, though, because there are, like, I don't know, some many technologies conference and things like that. They seem to have a lot of applications presented.
But yeah, but those tend to be more marketing oriented, and I can't point to any one of their marketing schemes, but to kind of say, oh yeah, to use that as a way of convincing ontology skeptics. Oh yeah, that's why I should be using ontologies.
Yeah, am I still on? I agree with Mike, this Pat, that use cases could be very useful. The complex problem with use cases is that, from what I've seen, any demonstration application has to be really, really convincing. I mean, like, you have to show that you're doing something with ontologies that you just can't do any other way in order for anybody to pay attention. And those, up to now, they've been non-existent, actually.
Yeah, and just one last point before
I... that shows an application can't be done without an ontology. That would be very interesting.
Right. Yeah, and then just one more point before I kind of stop here. This was sort of raised at this year's summit in the sense of when we were trying to come up with particular projects related to standards, there was this other kind of condition there that just showed the benefit of using ontologies to help standards. And we never actually, you know, the projects were sort of kind of in the direction of use cases, but if there's something even more general than just standards, but also, you know, again, something that said, here's how ontologies you can provide value added to this particular problem. Okay, that's it.
Okay. All right, and in fact, it looks like Frank's next in line, and he's already typed on the chat about business cases and use cases. So, Frank, you want to chime in, or you just want to endorse that idea of use cases? Don't forget the star 3.
Yes, I'm actually very keen to looking at business cases. A lot of in a corporate environment, the management wants to know what we can do with ontology that other technology cannot provide, and what is the benefit of the business cases, and that's I think benefits everyone to be able to articulate it well and actually can get more projects started that way. And another thing I put up there was upper ontology as standards. There are a lot of complexity in upper ontologies, and a lot of people don't know how to use them, and whether or not you bring in the whole upper ontology, for example, and even if you just need a little bit of it, and so on. So what kind of best practices that one would use for upper ontologies? I think a very good topic. So
okay, all right, noted. We've got the upper ontology one is an interesting topic to put on there, since we did have an upper ontology focus on our very first summit now 4 years ago. But the question would be whether we want to revisit this at this point in the context of considering an upper ontology as a standard. But it's on the notes there, so we've got it as a potential topic.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Peter.
Yes, I also typed in the suggestion. Actually, it's a topic that was proposed by Barry Smith after Ontology Summit 2008. This it would have been possibly the topic for 2009, except that standards was deemed more important. But it's about education and training of ontologists, and the 2009 summit really sort of brings home that point. I mean, consider the number of standards that can be ontologized versus the number of qualified ontologists that could help those standards groups to ontologize their standards. I mean, the gap is so huge that I think we need to systematically look at how we could close that gap. So I'm sort of re-bringing up Barry's suggestion again that we consider education and training of ontologists as sort of the next summit's topic.
Okay. Good point. Yes, that was in the running last year. So no reason to think that that's any less relevant now than it was last year when it was squeezed out by the standards issue. Okay. Pavitra, you have your hands up.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. The discussion about business cases and use cases. In this group, the business cases is business justification for to do this work, whereas use cases, there is business that catch, use cases has two sides to this. One is the business requirements capturing and system usage capturing. The CRUD part as the system use cases, and there is business use cases that I think one has to capture the business use cases first and then worry about the system use cases. In the past, we've seen the CRUD part being captured as use cases. Do you all agree with me? They are three different things.
I agree with the concept that there is a distinction. The business case obviously has to show things like return on investment, whereas the use case is more of a technical issue. I'm not sure that we would have to exclude one or the other from a summit theme. In fact, that one can imagine the summit would have, different sections of the summit for those different foci. But because they're certainly related to each other, so I would hesitate to say, well, we're only going to do a summit on, let's say, the business case, or vice versa. We'll only do the summit on the technical system case.
No, that's not what I said. I said I believe you need all three. But we use the word just use cases, people tend to think of it as system use cases and develop read write kind of a use cases, and that does not suffice the business requirements. Business requirements or business use cases are, when you actually say how these ontologies can be used in business, or it's a requirement capturing versus system usage. We need to have that specified there and not assume that. That's what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying. I thought you had said we have to do one before we can do the other, sort of implying the exclusion or the focus on just one of them. But I agree. No, we have to make sure that all of those are included in that notion. Good point. Okay. Lynn, do you have a comment? Sartre? Oh, yeah, Lynn, that's right. You had trouble last time. Can you get your mute unmuted this time?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Ah, yes, now I can hear you, yes.
Is this my turn to speak?
It is, yes.
Okay, so about the business use cases and use cases to support the ontology work in general, I think that would need to be more specific to just than what we can do in a summit like this. I think that every time that we're working with ontologies or trying to propose ontologies for work in a specific area, we need to produce these business cases or use cases. And there are a lot of them around the web as well. So I'm thinking that in order for them to be effective, we really need to have them geared towards a specific application that we want to convince people to use ontologies for. And because of that, I'm not sure that this is, in my opinion, such a good topic for a summit like the summit we've been having, because I think the use cases need to be precise and very relevant to the people you address in order to make their point. And in I think for our summit, that would be, we cannot come up with use cases that are going to appeal specifically to the ones we're trying to convince, simply because this is too general. And we would need, I mean, for it to be effective, maybe to have a use case for every case that any of us is interested in, and maybe that's not the role of this summit.
I guess that's an interesting point. I don't know if anyone like Michael or the other folks who were Pat endorsing Michael's original notion of a use case want to weigh in response to that.
What are you asking, Peter?
This is Steve, but the point was raised that maybe the notion of having a summit around the use case topic might not work well as a summit. Lynn was saying that basically someone can come forward with a use case and it's very specific to a particular application or whatever. I'm sort of now going to put the words in her mouth that the summit works better when you have some issue or general principle we're trying to resolve or something like that, as opposed to simply hearing a collection of use cases.
The only way you are going to explain how these anthologies are going to be used by different area can be explained using business use cases. Now, if you do not have that, people have to assume how these anthologies are going to be used in the different domain areas. You can collect them, you can store them, but and that's what business use cases capture. Without that, you're not specifying the usages in a user-friendly manner. That's why you need them. You are starting to do the work without the purpose of explaining how it's going to be used in the real world. Give you that opportunity to come up with high-level usage scenarios.
We need to do that, but we need to do that individually for our own work when we want to specifically work with ontologies and or propose ontologies in a particular project. I'm not sure that business cases or use cases at a high level would be that useful.
But you do not specify how it's going to be used in a scenario manner. What are you going to do with it? I mean, you're going to collect all that and discuss that repeatedly over a period of time, and people are going to keep saying, these are anthologies, these are done, these are not done. But only way to provide some usability to these anthologies that you're going to collect is by specifying use cases. And, of course, how you're going to store them, you're going to do that using system use cases.
Yeah, okay. I think Lynn made a point that maybe I don't think anyone's disputing the need for a use case in any project. The question I think Lynn was putting on the table was whether the Ontology Summit forum is the best place to, if you like, collect these use cases or articulate them. But why don't we move on? The queue is growing a little bit, and people can still use the chat session to keep going. I want to let other people have a chance to speak. So, Peter, you had your hand up?
Yes. On this topic, I sort of want to support Lynn's point about sort of going, drilling sort of to such a low level at the summit. I mean, low like as in programming. I personally would love to see a topic that's selected because it of its strategic value. In particular, I mean, coming from Ontolog, of course, the summit has multiple organizers, and Ontolog is only one. But Ontolog has sort of an agenda to advocate the adoption of ontologies into mainstream and international standards. So, I mean, if it sort of advances that.
Pardon me, that itself is a use case. That itself is an usage scenario for your ontology. And those are the things. People have to come up with a list of questions. How you're going to use this information you're collecting. And, you know, you have to answer them to make it meaningful. That's what semantic usage of those whole ontologies are.
Professor, I think your point is made. I think people agree with the need for use cases, but we're still talking about... Okay, all right. Peter, did you finish your point you were making?
Yes, sort of, yeah. I mean, the only point I wanted to make is let's aim at sort of good strategic value in getting ontology into the mainstream. Thanks.
Okay. Pat, you're in the queue with your hand up.
This is Pat. I have a question. Am I on? What?
Well, yeah, you're on.
Okay. Regarding the question of use cases, I was thinking as the discussion provided that perhaps what we should do for a start is to actually create a series of categories of types of ontology applications. And, for example, you would have database integration as one type of application. Another would be a semantic search. Another may be automated decision price, so on and so forth. Before we get into the actual details of any use case, maybe we should see just what range of use cases there actually could be.
So that could be something you are suggesting could be done not as the focus of a summit, but more as sort of a homework.
Oh, yeah, no, this is not for some. I'm saying the use cases I thought was that a topic summit? Summit topic?
The idea of use cases?
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of use cases was put forward as a theme for next year's summit.
Oh, okay. No, I missed that. I'm sorry. Okay, well, then, in that case, that would be part of the preparation.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good point. Let's see. Pavitra, I'm assuming your hand is still up. It's just left over from your earlier point. And at this point, I think what might be good, we're running, it's an hour and a half now we've had this call. We might want to just touch briefly upon the notion that Pat Cassidy had raised. We want to discuss at all the issue of the units of measure. I would perhaps entertain just a, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of that. But other than that, I think we ought to start thinking about closing up this conference call. Pat Cassidy, did you have a particular angle that you wanted to hit on that? Do we want to try and collect the list of all the units and measure projects going on now, or what was it that you wanted to touch on during today's call? I'm inviting Pat Cassidy to chime in.
The question of units of measure, we can talk about that tomorrow. I'd want to deal with the details of what we're actually going to do.
Okay, because I do
in,
think
in,
that we're
in getting a units of measure ontology up into the ontology repository.
Right. Yeah, the Peter Yim here. Just to clarify with Pat Cassidy, tomorrow's meeting is on OOR, on Open Ontology Repository. So we will not be talking about units of measure as much as we'll be talking about how to upload an ontology into the repository. And
that's
units
that's
of measure actually belongs more to today's discussion than tomorrow.
Right.
But before that, I believe Pat Hayes' hands was up.
Oh.
Well, when you say Pat, it was actually Pat Hayes and not
Pat Cassidy.
Yeah,
it was up, but I took it down because I put my suggestion I typed it in.
Okay.
Yeah, discuss it anyway, please.
Well, it occurs to me, I was listening to the discussion about practical use cases. I just wanted to say that I think that actually having a meeting devoted to analysis of practical, real-life, you know, practical business cases would be actually very useful, provided it didn't just become a kind of list. And one way to stop that might be to have it have a focus on what are the problems of getting barriers to ontology use in practice. And that could allow people to give detailed analysis of use cases and difficulties that arose in them, even successful ones, because nothing's perfect. But also more general discussions of, you know, why the need for education, Pat Cassidy's ideas about it being vital to use natural language to help people understand content. A lot of these themes seem to could be related to that general topic. The reason, by the way, I should say this while I've got the air here. I've been to a couple of meetings organized by colleagues of mine on what they call naturalistic decision making, which is a kind of a whole field of psychology almost, which is almost entirely devoted to looking at particular cases where things went wrong, you know, where decision-making processes caused disasters or caused problems. And they've been extremely illuminating. Theoreticians especially can learn a vast amount from looking at not fully successful practical cases in detail. This is sort of a general point. I certainly find that to be the case. So, end of speech.
Lessons learned and all, yeah. Okay, well, and meanwhile, there's this whole idea that's percolating on the chat about the barriers to ontology use, and maybe that's related to the lessons learned, but what didn't work is somewhat related to what is stopping adoption. So I'm writing that down on my list of possible topics as well. Lynn, you have your hand up. I don't hear
yes,
you.
Yes.
There you are.
I've been pessimistic about this for a long time, and now it looks to me that ontologies, I mean, even the DOE barriers against ontologies are falling. And if they've been falling, like as the extent that I've seen them going down, it's not that there aren't any barriers anymore, but to my understanding, there has been a lot more cases where now they're being adopted, and it hasn't been done through, you know, once there was a period when nobody wanted to hear about it, then there was a hype where everybody wanted to do it, and then after all that settling down, now there's a lot of domain sciences that have ontologies, and
mm-hmm.
It, you know, the adoption has been done, like, even without people thinking about it, or even without ontology people, like, realizing it. And I'm not sure in that case that barriers to adoption is still really as important as it was in maybe a couple of years ago.
Okay, that's a valid position.
That's all
of,
I have to say.
Yeah, that would be a good encouraging sign if indeed we decided that was an obsolete concept. We'll have to discuss that one some more, I think. Well, listen, I don't want to draw this out unnecessarily. I do think that we touched on all the topics I'd hoped to on this agenda. I've got my own actions on things like the communique and stuff. So what I would suggest is if people want to stick around in the chat room, they're welcome to do that. But I would recommend at this point that I call the teleconferencing part of this meeting to a close. And Peter, do you have any other logistical comments or anything else you want to add before we adjourn this session?
No. I think this has been a great session. I will leave the chat room open for another, let's say, 10 minutes. And if you are typing stuff, type them in quickly, and I will sort of capture that and add it to the proceedings. Of course, as usual, the session has been recorded, and I will post the audio archive within a day.
Okay, and I do think, I know David Price just put up the question about maybe we ought to have a, or, you know, sponsor a telecon on the units of measure topic. That's definitely worth considering, I think. We weren't able to dig into that on this, today's agenda, but it does seem ripe as a topic that, the community has to sort of figure out where are things going on this units of measure area. So, I'll just leave that hanging out there. Maybe we can resume or finish up on the chat and maybe have some email discussion about how best to proceed on that. And I encourage all zealots to engage in that, all the units of measure zealots, and maybe we can make something happen in the nearer term for that. Okay. With that, I just want to thank everyone for chiming in, and I think that was a productive session. I'll take some of this back for cogitation, and we'll try and get some of this written up in a more succinct way on the wiki page as time allows. So with that, thank you for calling in, and we'll see you all next time. Okay, meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.